Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, Sri Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu accepts prasadam from his devotees. This is chapter 10 of Antilila, text 83 or 82 first. This is after seeing the devotees and chanting with the devotees. They took prasadam. And after that, everyone went to take rest. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lay down at the door of the Gambira, and Govinda came there to massage his legs. It was a steady, long-standing rule that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would lie down to rest after lunch, and Govinda would come to massage his legs. Then Govinda would honor the remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This time, when the Lord lay down, he occupied the entire doorway. Govinda could not enter the room, and therefore he made the following request. Govinda said, "Kindly turn on one side. Let me pass to enter the room." However, the Lord replied, "I don't have the strength to move my body." Govinda made his request again and again, but the Lord replied, "I cannot move my body." Govinda repeatedly requested, "I want to massage your legs," but the Lord said, "Do it or don't do it, it depends upon your mind." Then Govinda spread the Lord's wrapper, his body, over his body, and in this way he entered the room by crossing over the Lord. Govinda massaged the Lord's legs as usual. He pressed the Lord's waist and back very softly, and thus all the Lord's fatigue went away. As Govinda stroked his body, the Lord slept very nicely for about 45 minutes, and then his sleep broke. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Govinda sitting by his side, he was somewhat angry. "Why have you been sitting here for so long today?" the Lord asked. "Why didn't you go take your meal after I fell asleep?" the Lord asked. Govinda replied, "You were lying down, blocking the door, and there was no way to go." The Lord asked, "How did you enter the room? Why didn't you go out to take your lunch in the same way?" Govinda mentally replied. He didn't reply verbally, out loud. He said mentally, "My duty is to serve, even if I have to commit offenses or go to hell. I would not mind committing hundreds and thousands of offenses for the service of the Lord, but I greatly fear committing even a glimpse of an offense for my own self." Thinking in this way, Govinda kept silent. He did not reply to the Lord's inquiry. It was Govinda's practice to go take lunch when the Lord was asleep. On that day, however, seeing the Lord's weariness, Govinda continued massaging his body. There was no way to go. How could he leave? When he thought of crossing over the Lord's body, he considered it a great offense. These are some of the finer points of etiquette. In devotional service, only one who has received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand these principles. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Karmis, fruit of workers, cannot understand the finer conclusions of devotional service because they accept only its ritualistic value but do not understand how devotional service satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Karmis view the formalities as a means of advancing in religion, economic development, sensual satisfaction, and liberation. Although these are only material results of following religious principles, the Karmis consider them everything. Such ritualistic activities are called karma. Karmis who adopt devotional service very loosely and who therefore remain on the platform of material activities are called prakriti sahajyas. They cannot understand how pure devotional service is rendered in parental and conjugal love, for this can be understood only by the special mercy bestowed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon pure devotees. The Lord is very interested in manifesting the exalted qualities of his devotees, and that is why he engineered this incident. So he wanted to show how subtle and devotional Govinda was. Thus, I have briefly described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing in the hall of the Jagannath Temple. The servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sing about this dancing even now. Accompanied by his personal associates, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and swept the Gundicha temple, cleansing it as usual. The Lord danced and chanted and then enjoyed a picnic in the garden as he had done before. As previously, he danced in front of the Jagannath cart and observed the festival of Hara Panchami. All the devotees from Bengal stayed in Jagannath Puri for the 4 months of the rainy season and observed many other ceremonies, such as the anniversary of Lord Krishna's birth. Formerly, when all the devotees had arrived from Bengal, they all desired to give Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu something to eat. Each devotee would bring a certain type of prasadam. He would entrust it to Govinda and request him, "Please arrange that the Lord will surely eat this prasadam." Some brought paida, made out of coconut. Some brought sweet balls, and some brought cakes and sweet rice. The prasadam was of different varieties, all very costly. Govinda would present the prasadam and say to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "This has been given by such and such devotee." The Lord, however, would not actually eat it. He would simply say, "Keep it in storage." Govinda kept accumulating the food, and soon it filled a corner of the room. There was quite enough to feed at least 100 people. All the devotees asked Govinda with great eagerness, "Have you given Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the prasadam brought by me?" And when the devotees questioned Govinda, he had to tell them lies. Therefore, one day, he spoke to the Lord in disappointment. Many respectable devotees, headed by Advaitacharya, make a great endeavor to entrust me with varieties of food for you, but you do not eat it. But they ask me again and again, "How long shall I go on cheating them? How shall I be freed from this responsibility?" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Why are you so foolishly unhappy? Bring here to me whatever they have given you." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the word adivasya refers to one who has been living with another for a very long time. Govinda was addressed as adivasya because he had been living with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a very long time, whereas other devotees, who were mostly new, would come and go. In effect, the Lord told Govinda, "Since you have been living with me for a long time, you should not be foolishly disappointed in this situation. Bring all the food to me, and you will see that I can eat it." Pastime continues, text 117. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down to eat. Then Govinda offered him the preparations, one after another. And as he did so, he spoke the name of the person who had given each one. These preparations, paida, sweet rice, cakes made with cream, and also amritaguttika, manda, and a pot of camphor, have been given by Advaitacharya. Next, there are varieties of food, cakes, cream, amritamanda, and padmachini, given by Srivas Pandit. All these are gifts of Acharya Ratna, and these varieties of gifts are from Acharya Nidhi. And all these varieties of food have been given by Vasudev Datta Murari Gupta and Budhimanta Khan. These are gifts given by Sriman Sen, Sriman Pandit, and Nandan Acharya. Please eat them all. Here are the preparations made by the inhabitants of Kulinagram, and these have been made by the inhabitants of Kanda. In this way, Govinda gave everyone's name as he put the food before the Lord, and being very satisfied, the Lord began to eat it all. The hard sweets made of coconut, mukta narikeli, the sweet balls, the many kinds of sweet drinks, and all the other preparations were at least 1 month old. But although they were old, they had not become tasteless or stale. Indeed, they had all stayed fresh. That is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Within a very short time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate enough for 100 people. Then he asked Govinda, "Is there anything more left?" Govinda bale, "Raga vera jali matrache, Prabhu kahe, aji rahu taha dekhi mupuche." Govinda replied, "Now there are only the bags of Raghava." And the Lord said, "Let them remain today. I shall see them later." The next day, while taking his lunch in a secluded place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the bags of Raghava and inspected their contents one after another. He tasted a little of everything they contained and praised it all for its flavor and aroma. All the varieties of the remaining prasadam were kept to eat throughout the year. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate his lunch, Swarup Damodara Goswami would serve it little by little. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take some of it at night. The Lord certainly enjoys preparations made with faith and love by his devotees. Purport. Krishna is very pleased with his devotees and their offerings. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita 9:26, the Lord says, "Patram pushpam param toyam yome bhakta prayachati taraham bhakta paritam asami paritapmanaha." If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. Herein also, we find that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted all this food because it had been offered by his devotees. Sometimes he would eat it during lunch and sometimes at night, but he would always think that since his devotees had offered it with great love and affection, he must eat it. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the entire period of Chaturmasya, the 4 months of the rainy season, in the happiness of discussing topics of Krishna with his devotees. Hare Krishna. So we shall end here and continue soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.